Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, we're glad you are inside. We hope miserable cold day here in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, but we're in the warm Southern Bancorp studio. We thank them for all they do for our program, and we appreciate you tuning in today. Vicky's Barbecue Pit sponsors the opening segment of the show. We're happy to have them on board. A great place to cater a holiday event upcoming for your church, for your business, if you're having a Christmas party maybe. For your family, we guarantee you that you'll be happy with anything that you get from Dickie's. A little later in the show, it is Christmas parade time. Later in the program, we'll be talking to Lori Watts down in Columbia, Mississippi, about all the Christmas activities about to take place there. But first, we're excited about our guest, and he's in the studio with us, and he's not going to be a stranger to anybody that follows Southern Miss. Anthony Alford was probably as highly recruited player as Southern Miss ever signed. Played here in 2012, then went to Ole Miss for 2 years, and then left there to launch an 8-year, really successful Major League Baseball career with the Toronto Blue Jays. And, Anthony, we're really happy to have you in the studio. I didn't expect to see you in person, but we're glad you're here, man.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
If the guy had any athletic ability at all, Bob.
No, I got to tell you, I think I told you this, Anthony. The first time I ever saw you, I was doing the Oak Grove Petal South State Championship baseball game for Super Talk, and you led off the game, you hit a triple, and the very next pitch you stole home. And I thought to myself, this guy's a little different. I don't think I've ever seen anybody do that. You told me you remembered that.
I do. I remember, like I say, every game I've ever played against Oak Grove, I remember that game.
And y'all won most of them, right?
Well, baseball, yes. Football, I don't think I've won a game against Oak Grove until my senior year.
Was it a straight steal at home or a pass ball?
No, it was straight steal. Was
it called?
It was called. We had that play. That wasn't the first time I did it. I did it maybe a few times throughout the season. So Coach Watkins put that play in because a lot of pitchers in high school, they don't pitch well out of the stretch. So they feel more comfortable. So when someone get on third base, they would just go straight to their windup. Mm-hmm. So if it was someone, like if it was a lefty in their windup, as soon as he started making his move, he can't stop or it's going to be a balk. So we had a play built in, and
it wasn't close. Yeah, no, I remember it wasn't even close. No, yeah. I thought, man, this cat's different.
And one thing I will say about Coach Watkins, he gave me a lot of freedom, to do what I wanted on a baseball field. Right. Like sometimes I would put that play on myself. Like I would just say, "Hey, Coach, I think I can get him," and he'll just let me go.
All right. So you told us back in my office that the reason you signed with Southern Miss, you could have gone anywhere. Could have gone to LSU, Alabama, wherever you wanted to go. Is you were going to have the opportunity to play baseball and football. But I want to take you back to football. And I told you this in my office. All of us that covered the team at that time were really excited about you being here. We thought maybe this is the best athlete we've signed, I don't know, since Reggie Collier. I mean, a really big-time athlete. But then we also just sort of had the feeling that the coaching staff came in and threw you to the wolves. I think your first game – if I recall, the first game that year was East Carolina, if I'm not mistaken.
At home. We opened up in Nebraska, though.
That's right. Yeah. In Nebraska, then East Carolina. Anthony, I mean, to come out of high school and have to go play the Nebraska Cornhuskers had to be a little intimidating.
Yes, it was. It was. Those boys was big, and they was fast. I didn't expect them to move around that fast, but it was – but obviously had that adrenaline running. And Nebraska was actually one of the top teams on my list. to go to. So I already knew what to expect from the atmosphere, and it's a great atmosphere up there. But I mean, when you run scared, when you got people breathing down your neck, it kind of, you got a little extra pep in your step. So that kind of, that was my first introduction to D1 football. So,
and we don't ever like talking about an 0-12 season, yeah. but it didn't take you long really to figure out that something was wrong with the entire dynamic of the team. And whatever you're comfortable sharing with us, Anthony, at what point and how did you know that this was going to be a long season?
Yeah, I figured that out. So when I came back from baseball that summer, just hearing the conversations in the locker room. So before camp even started, I knew that majority of the guys, probably 80% of the guys in the locker room, was not bought into the system, you know. And understanding sports from football and baseball, like I do feel like games are won. It's not just on the field. It starts in the locker room. It starts in the weight room, the chemistry you build, and just seeing and hearing like how the guys spoke about the new system and the new coaches and the new strength coaches that was coming in, whether it's good or bad, just showed me that we wasn't going to be successful that year. And I knew that before game one.
Because you couldn't have two diametrically opposite coaches, right, than Larry Fedora and then Ellis Johnson.
Yeah. And Fedora and Coach Anderson, they actually recruited me before the new regime got there. I didn't necessarily have any interest at the time. But Fedora, he was more of a, like you say, new era players coach. Players gravitate towards him a bit more. Obviously, a different type of offense that just spread it out and just sling it all over the field. So I can understand the skill position players on the offense side, you know, liking them a lot. But then you got Coach Johnson, who was more old school, and he wasn't going to change that for anybody, you know, more defensive-minded coach. So a lot of the guys that was very impactful for Fedora that previous year, like it was going to be totally different. Like their role was probably, whether their role was going to be different or the amount of, you know, targets they get or amount of carries that they had. Like it was just a bunch of uncertainty. And I think it just from the start, I just thought we was fighting the uphill battle simply because the players didn't buy. Now, I'm not saying that it was all on the players.
Of course.
You know, right. It was, you know, tough, but I do think as players, we had to hold ourselves accountable as well for that season.
You know, there was a lot of, you know, hype coming into that 2012 season, just from remembering, you know, I was at the 2011 conference championship game against Houston. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, 2012, there was a lot of players on that team, 2012 team, that actually were coming back, outside of course, Austin Davis, a couple of the important, you know, offensive production. But if I remember, I mean, that first part of the 2012 season, you guys were still competitive in a lot of those games. I mean, a lot of those games came down to like the last second.
Yeah.
Was there a change? Because then if you look at the back half of the season, it was kind of like, whoa, what's going on?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But was there a point, and I know you're talking about the beginning of the season, was there a point in kind of the mid season? We hear it a lot in college athletics now. It's like when a coach gets fired, when a coach isn't doing well, losing the locker room. Yeah. Do you think there was a point that happened with Ellis Johnson, and that's why they just had to say, you know what, it's not working?
Yeah, I think that point of losing the locker room, like a majority of the players, and when I say majority, I'm talking like a lot of the leaders on the team, the locker room was already lost before the season started, like because they wasn't buying into the system that was in place, whether it was from a football standpoint or a strength and conditioning standpoint. They didn't like the new, you know, everybody loved Paul, you know, Paul Jackson, who went up to Ole Miss when Hugh Freeze got the job there. They didn't like, everything was just so old school at Southern Miss, and I don't think the players necessarily bought into that.
Well, and then Ricky Bussell, who was hired from Tulane to be the offensive coordinator, he resigns like 2 weeks before the season starts. So the season got off on a bad – it was just bad all around,
right,
Bob.
Right,
yeah,
right.
But I want to make this point, and Dima brought this up, actually. Everybody here is 0-12, and I understand that. But you guys played a pretty rough schedule.
We did,
and you were really competitive. And so I remember the night of you played Louisville, which was nationally ranked, in a driving rainstorm.
Could have
easily have won that football game.
Right.
Could have won the East Carolina game. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't as bad, maybe, as 0-12 on the surface sounds. Is that fair, Anthony?
Yeah, no, I definitely think that, like you said, we was in a lot of those games. I think they had Teddy Bridgewater at Louisville at that time, right?
He turned out pretty good.
I think he did. He's doing all right in life.
Yeah.
And then you had I feel like one of the best games that we played was against UCF. We went triple overtime when they had Blake Bortles, and that was probably the best game that I played in personally. But a lot of those games, like you say, like came down to, you know, the last few minutes, we just couldn't finish. But also from a confidence standpoint, if you're going into these games, and it's like, I felt like a lot of times we was playing not to lose instead of trying to play to win.
Right. Yeah. All right, we've got Anthony Alford in the studio with us. Thrilled to have him here. We'll talk about his Toronto Blue Jays career when we come back. Hey, as we head to the break, remind you that Forest Health wants you to keep up with your favorite team. That's fun. But they also want you to not forget the most important player, you. Get an annual physical, eat right, exercise every day like Kelly does, and be sure your health is as good as it can be. Forest Health can help you. You think that's funny, don't you, Anthony?
Even Forest Health
can help you with expert medical care closer to home. Everybody in the studio is laughing. It's just amazing. More with Anthony Alford next.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back. This segment sponsored by Eagle Tire West. They're on Highway 98 West next to Smith Motor Company. Premium Goodyear products, full service auto and truck service, all at Eagle Tire West. That's a family-owned business here locally. Please shop locally. Please, don't go to these big box stores like the ones being built here on the highway. Go to locally owned businesses, people in your community. Eagle Tire, Eagle Tire West, Goodyear Tires, full service, big Southern Miss supporters, and Matt Warren, former baseball player, runs the show. And Anthony Alford's with us. And Anthony, you told me that the reason that you really signed with Southern Miss when you could have gone anywhere, really your love was to play baseball. And I know it didn't work out, and I'm sure that was disappointing because you expressed to me that you were really excited about playing for Scott Berry.
Yeah, for sure. Well, my first love was football, even though I felt like I was probably more talented in baseball. But I did, you know, feel that I was going to get the best opportunity to truly maximize, like, you know, playing football and baseball, you know, opposed to if I was to go to another school, I would miss parts of baseball season by going to spring football games. But I feel like in the fall, they was going to truly let me commit to football, and in the spring, they was going to truly let me commit to baseball.
Okay, so true, false, or unknown, Anthony offered, that the reason that Ellis Johnson may have gotten that job at Southern Miss was because the then president Martha Saunders, in the interview process, Ellis Johnson was the only one that said, yes, I will let Anthony Alford play football and baseball, when a lot of the other coaches being interviewed said, no, he's got to choose one or the other. True, false, or unknown?
I don't know. I don't know about it. I don't, if it happened, I don't know.
Okay.
I was just under impression. Obviously I was a kid at the time. That, you know, he was the best candidate for the job. But I did know that him going there And just from my conversations with him, because he recruited me at South Carolina too. So my conversations with him, that he was going to give me a fair opportunity to play baseball. I didn't know who else, you know, interviewed for the job or anything like that. So.
Okay, and then true, false, or unknown, you and then Pendle High School head coach Steve Buckley were a package deal to go to Southern Miss.
No, that was false. That's false. But, as I say, to my knowledge, I do feel like Buckley would have gotten that job whether I went or not.
It was a natural fit.
Because you have to think, Buckley got that job at the end of our football season. So he got that job in December, I think it was. I didn't sign it to January. So it couldn't necessarily be true that, you know, he got the job because I was going there he got it before I even committed, before he even knew I was coming to Southern Miss. He already had that job.
Well, you weren't even sure necessarily right. That you were going to Southern Miss until
now. I will say on my part, like, it did make Southern Miss, you know, more appealing to me that he was there. You know, he's somebody that I can trust. And as I mentioned earlier, I can trust Buckley. I can trust Barry, Coach Barry, to allow me to do both sports until I had to choose one. But as far as him getting a job because I came there, or I don't necessarily think that part of it is false. I mean, I don't think that part of it is true.
Thinking about going to the Major League Baseball, you know, side of things, how likely is it, do you think, if I could step up into the batter's box, do you think I could foul tip a pitcher in the MLB?
You?
Yeah.
You could probably get a foul ball. We'll find a nut every now and then, but I do.
How big is the change from college to major leagues? Because I think people don't understand.
Well, I didn't play in college, so.
Yeah.
It's different, man. It's like just even going from, you know, double A to the big leagues.
Right.
You know, it was different. And it wasn't different in the sense of skill set. It was just more so from an execution standpoint, consistency standpoint, discipline standpoint. That's the part of it. You know, that's what make Chris Sale. That's what make, you know, the Shohei Ohtanis, like, they can do it consistently. Like, I can go down and just easily point out, you know, 15 guys in rookie ball, and they're probably throwing 96 to 98, you know.
Yeah.
But can you do it consistently, and can you get people out?
Yeah.
But to answer your question, I mean, I don't know. It depends on who's pitching. Maybe if they have a position player on the mound, you can probably get five tilt.
What about Kelly? I think he would have a no shot.
Kelly?
Which do I have a better chance at? Foul tipping a fastball or stealing a base?
Oh, definitely foul tipping. You don't have to finish that. You have a better chance. you're not stealing the
base. Hey, I'm an eight cylinder model, buddy. I can rev it up. Yeah, but a postscript on the Southern Miss stuff, because I know Bob wants to talk more about baseball, because that's Bob loves baseball. Yeah. But the fact that whether or not, I mean, you're going to be associated with that team at mm-hmm. Southern Miss, and it was really not your fault necessarily. Mm-hmm. But
I appreciate that.
How do you? I mean, is that big of a deal?
I do think that it prepared me for something much bigger later on in my career with baseball. You know, I mean, I do feel like looking at, you know, a lot of kids don't really face adversity, you know.
And you hadn't until then.
Right. That was my first time ever facing some type of adversity. But I do, you know, try to take the positive out of every situation. But I do think that was a learning experience. I do think it definitely, you know, built a lot of character. I built a lot of character that season. Not even just the football stuff, but even like some of the off the field stuff. And just overcoming that adversity. And once I, you know, got to the other side of it, I in my mind it was, you know, I feel like I can accomplish anything I put my mind to. So
well,
that's a positive.
They say adversity, you know, if it doesn't kill you, it'll make you better.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, one thing, you know, Coach Buckley always since I've known him since I was 14 years old, he always preached success in life isn't about what happens to you, it's how you handle it. And I've, you know, lived by that, you know, pretty much my whole high school, college, and professional career. So
So, Anthony, what are you doing now? You're back in the area. You just finished a great run in MLB. So, what's your life like right now?
Really enjoying the time with my family, wife and two kids. We have a few businesses. I heard you mention Shop Local. We have a venue in downtown Hattiesburg. It's like a little micro venue where so my wife, she runs it. Helping her out with that and really just and I'm scouting.
And you're scouting, right?
And really supporting my wife's music career and she's doing her thing now.
I envy you scouts. I see them all the time here. And I tell myself all the time, what a job would that be to go around the country watching college baseball. Mm-hmm. Do you ever find yourself thinking, man, am I getting paid to do this?
Yeah, I do think it don't necessarily feel like – I just feel like I'm at like a fan of the game, you know. Like right. when I'm sitting in the stands and I'm – like sometimes I just get so caught up in just enjoying the game that I'm losing track of like the stuff I should be writing down.
And you're scouting with the Reds now. Yes, and, man. Of course, Southern Miss, J.C. Keys – of course, was drafted by the Reds. Billy Hamilton from Taylorsville also spent some time in Cincinnati. Right. How'd you get together with Cincinnati? Toronto would be the logical choice, right? But the Reds.
Right, right. I was actually this summer, I knew I was going to take a year off. So this summer I was missing baseball and I told my agent, said, hey, I think I want to, you know, give it one more run. And so I was starting to train and after a few days in the cage, I woke up with some back pain. So I was like, yeah, I don't think I'm going to do this anymore. And so my agent just randomly texted me one day and was like, hey, do you have any interest in scouting? And the factors were like, am I going to have to be going away from the house for long periods of time? Because I really value my time with my kids. You seen them out there on the golf cart with me?
Yes.
I understand the importance of a father's presence, you know, and how that can kind of shape and mold a kid. So I definitely don't want to be absent. But a big part of it was I need to be home, you know, majority of the time. So I pretty much scout, you know, Mississippi and Louisiana so I can kind of commute to all of my schools. Thank you.
You have your priorities straight.
I try.
Yes, well, Anthony, it's a pleasure meeting you.
Yes, sir.
Great having you here. I was excited when Kelly said he could get you in the studio and come here because I wanted to tell you that I actually called it that night. You stole home plate with Oak Grove, and they were just all dumbfounded up in the Oak Grove press box that you had done that.
You also played basketball in high school, which a lot of people don't.
I did. I would say I was more of an enforcer. I was more like I would go bang up their best.
I could see
that. Sound right,
no.
But
no.
I would go and like, you know, you know, roughing them up a little bit and get rebounds,
get them in foul trouble.
Yeah, get them in foul trouble.
All right. So in conclusion, you're 100% sure Kelly could not hit a foul ball or steal a base in Major League Baseball.
He could probably. Nah, I'm 100% sure.
Okay, there we go. Hey, Anthony, Merry Christmas to you and your family, and thank you very much for coming
on the
show.
Yes, sir, thank you.
Anthony Alford, everybody, in the Super Talk Eagle Hour studio. We'll be right back. I got some good basketball news to talk about. So we're
tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, third segment of the Eagle Hour, sponsored every day by DBAT on Hardy Street. Great place for some Christmas shopping or to get your baseball or softball player and your family ready for the new season. DBAT down on Hardy Street. Also, MCS Home Center, they got a lot of good Christmas stuff for sale right now as well. Plus, the headquarters for home repair, home remodeling, home construction. MCS is Hattiesburg's new improvement home center. They're on Highway 98 West, and they have local folks eager to serve you. All right, before we move on to basketball, which was a good night last night, I don't want to second-guess people. No need to look back in the past, Kelly Center, but I'm going to ask you this. The year that Ellis Johnson was hired, Todd Monken applied for that job, and Martha Sanders interviewed both men. How in the world could you interview Todd Monken and Ellis Johnson and pick Ellis Johnson over Todd Monken?
Well, again, Anthony Alford said he didn't know, you know, what transpired, but there was just continued consistent talk that the reason, the only reason that Ellis Johnson got that job was that he would allow Anthony Alford to play both football and baseball, and that all the other candidates, all the other coaching candidates, said no. If you're going to be the quarterback of, which is the marquee player, obviously, of this program, we can't have you playing baseball, if for no other reason than in spring training, we're taking snaps over there across, and you're playing baseball. But Ellis Johnson reportedly said, yeah, it'd be okay for him to do both. And other coaches, including Nick Saban, had told Anthony, if you want to play some other position, then you can play baseball. But if you're going to be a quarterback, wherever.
Yeah. Then he told us that Nick Saban told him he could play safety at Alabama and play baseball. But he wanted to play football. I mean, wanted to play quarterback, understandably. And that's how he ended up here. So.
Yeah, yeah. And, of course, you know, I was looking back while he was talking a little bit and looking at some of the players that were on that 2012 team, and it's honestly shocking that they were that bad. I mean, you had Tracy Lampley back. You had Dominic Sullivan back. I mean, all those offensive players and pieces of that 2011 championship team, mostly back, other than Austin Davis, of course, and just could never, you know, find their footing, as we said, competitive, you know, in several games because they had the roster to be competitive. But once they started losing, it just really started going downhill from there. Yeah. And that right there, that season, that 2012 season has really been the catalyst in where Southern Miss is today, which is trying to claw back to where they want to be like they were in 2011.
It's a real shame that didn't work out because Anthony Alford could have been a two-sport star here. And that was back in the day where everybody didn't leave every year. So, I mean, you might right. have had three or four magnificent years, but that's all water under the bridge.
And, he's so humble, too, because he says – he's
a really nice guy. Yeah.
He says, I played high school basketball, and he goes, I didn't really belong on the court. Well, I saw Anthony Alford play high school basketball, and if he didn't belong on the court – none of those high school
kids. Yeah, but he also told us he was just the enforcer, that he came in and beat people around, which you can look at him and tell that he was probably pretty good at that.
Get those big guys in foul trouble, right?
And a great Major League Baseball career. Yeah. Very, very impressive. All right, basketball on the road last night at Radford, and Adema Mixon, they won the road game. I was really happy for them.
Yeah, 82-75 final there up there in Radford. The biggest thing to me, guys, was that other players scored.
Yes.
You know, that to me, Tavares, of course, has been the story of the season so far, but all full five of Southern Miss's starters last night, all in double digits. And if that continues to happen, that's a real positive sign for the Golden Eagles moving forward, because the talk, of course, the past several weeks was, hey, Southern Miss is great, but what happens if Tavares doesn't score?
Right.
You know, and last night, we saw what happens when he does score, but also the rest of the team scored. Weeks with 18 points, Bennett with 17 points, Brumfield with 12 points, Tavares, of course, with 18, Lewis with 11. Not many bench points, but hey, they won the game 82-75, so they moved to 5-3, three-game win streak right now for the Golden Eagles after winning that tournament down there in Pensacola, and now they get to go on the road on Saturday to play the Miami Hurricanes, which right now is looking to be pretty good. Pretty good start of the season for the Hurricanes, 7-2, and they just beat up on Ole Miss the other night. But Miami's only two losses right now are the number 9 team in the country in Florida and the number 8 team in the country, BYU. So really tough challenge down there in Miami, but excited to kind of see them play against a team like that.
Well, we're working. We think we're going to have Coach Ladner on the show tomorrow in our first segment to talk about last night's game and preview the Miami game. Guys, call me crazy, but I've watched every game. I think this team has the potential to be pretty competitive.
Well, I mean, if you think about two out of the three games that they lost, Buffalo and South Carolina, they realistically could have beaten both of those teams.
And both are pretty solid.
Both are pretty solid. And so if you think about that, you know, you're sitting there thinking, well, they easily could be you know, what would that be? They're 7-1 right now. So that would be pretty incredible. But, of course, Miami coming up, Grambling next Monday for finally back at home. And then they're on the road at Ole Miss next Saturday in that Biloxi Challenge. But then conference play starts after that. So really, really interested to see this team in conference because, of course, that's the most important.
Here's a couple of the numbers that jump out to me about last night's game. 27 for 32 from the free throw line. Now, rarely are you going to get 32 opportunities to be at the stripe, right? But 27 for 32, that is shooting it well from the free throw line. And they out-rebounded Radford last night 47 to 34. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things that this Eagle team, I hope they get out of this habit, but they had gotten a lead and then kind of sat back, and Radford, you know, made some shots, clawed back to within like 3 to 5 points. If the Eagles can get this situation where they take a lead and either expand upon it or just hold it, but you don't want to see them let down right. To where, you know, Radford kept creeping back, and Radford's right. Tough at home.
Right.
So you were thinking in the back of your mind, oh, gosh, don't let this one slip away, and they didn't.
Well, one thing that impresses me, and you just mentioned it, they're so much better from the free throw line. And, gosh, how important is that? Like at the end of the game last night, I mean, they were able to hold Radford off of having any chance of coming back and winning the game because they were hitting those 1-1 free throws.
One of the parts of basketball that fascinates me is you can have guys up in your face waving their hands in your face, and you crank up a three ball and drain it, and then you stand on the free throw line, which is a lot closer, nobody giving you any pressure at all. All you got to do is throw it up there, and then you miss it. Yeah. Doesn't seem to make sense, but that's why they play the games.
Yeah. You share my optimism, Dima?
Yeah, I'm excited to see what they do against Sun Belt competition. It should be an interesting sight because, of course, we've talked all the whole non-conference schedule is, you know, these games in the grand scheme of things don't really matter. It's just about trying to get better for the conference games. And right now, I mean, you could say from Buffalo to now, they've definitely gotten better. And what's really encouraging to me is seeing the other players score along with Tavares. And so it'll be interesting to see what happens down there in Miami.
Good for Coach Ladner.
Yeah, and I've always been really impressed with Dylan Brumfield. He's another one of these guys, local kid, local product, super, super good character kid. To contribute, because I've always known he's had the ability. I saw him at Pearl River, and he was a mainstay down there and then played a game at Cary. This, of course, is last year at Southern Miss. But I was going, why isn't Dylan Brumfield becoming a more integral part of this team? Well, he was last night, and hopefully he'll work himself into that lineup and be a mainstay at Southern Miss like he was elsewhere.
Well, it just feels good right now. You know?
Yes, and they get another shot at Grambling.
Yeah,
which you know, they didn't perform very well at Grambling.
I would say that was the one game they really looked bad in.
Yes, yeah. I agree. Yeah.
But again, and I mentioned this the other day, sometimes playing basketball on the road is hard.
Yeah,
you know, I played basketball in high school, and you know, when we would go to these road gyms, kind of in the middle of nowhere, you know what the first thing we would do when we would get there? We'd throw a basketball up to see how their rims were, right? Some rims spring up, and then that tells you whether or not, you know, how, you know, soft you have to lay it off the glass for a layup. Some rims are just, like, hard, tight. And they don't move at all. So, like, you know, a ball that's coming, you know, hits the rim, it's just going to come straight back at you. There's nothing like playing at your home gym. And I think, you know, for Southern Miss to win on the road like they did last night, and I think that would probably explain the Grambling thing. That was a kind of a strange trip, and I expect for them to put that one right next week.
And is it just me, you guys, or does it seem that since Jay Ladner has come to Southern Miss, they are on the road all the time?
Well, especially this season. I mean, this non-conference schedule is incredible. I've only been to one Southern Miss basketball game this year. The William Carey game, of course, because I missed the home opener against Tougaloo. That was the only one that I could go to.
And there haven't been many more.
No, I mean, next Monday, of course, when they play Grambling. But, man, it's crazy. Well,
unfortunately, when schools like USM and other schools of that size need money, they have to hit the road. You know, if you're playing in the SEC, you got so much money, you're bleeding it. And you don't have to worry about that kind of thing. But smaller schools do. And I think that's part of what you're seeing right now.
Yeah, and on Southern Miss football side, changing gears here before we hit the break, looks like the bowl game, New Orleans Bowl, that at least from what my sources are telling me, that it's basically at a point where it's either going to be Louisiana or Southern Miss going to the New Orleans Bowl. Arkansas State was just announced to be headed to the Frisco Bowl in Dallas, so that's a Sun Belt team off the board. And so if you're trying to like pencil in where Southern Miss could go, I would say it's New Orleans Bowl. It's either them or Louisiana. If not there, then probably Mobile.
Please not Mobile.
I agree.
I agree, too.
I don't want to see them
play. I feel like Montgomery would probably be worse.
A bowl game on South Alabama's friggin' football field.
Did you just say the S-A words?
South Alabama. Yeah.
Nothing happens great. Nothing goes well when Southern Miss is in Mobile.
I could have said Daddy.
No, don't do that either.
That's getting clipped on Twitter.
We'll be back.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, 4th Street Bar Grill sponsors the last segment of the show every day. We appreciate all Slade and those guys do. Great place to go this weekend. Get out of the cold weather. Enjoy some college football, pro football. It's all at 4th Street Bar and Grill. Hey, don't forget about the Eagle Hour podcast on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube. Or you could tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Truly one of my favorite people that I've dealt with in my tenure here is Lori Watts, who is our good friend down in Columbia. And Lori, it's going to be a big weekend in Columbia. And I'm proud to say that I am a judge for the Columbia Christmas Parade.
We are proud to have you be a part of it as well, Bob. We're looking forward to it. And we are hoping that the rain is going to clear out so that Friday afternoon and evening are going to be just right for our parade.
Right. The parade's Saturday, correct?
That's correct. It is Saturday. It starts rolling at 5, and it usually takes it a good 45 minutes to get to the downtown area. So depending on where you're going to view it, we have viewing along Broad Street. It'll be there sooner, and then it'll come up Main Street. As it turns the corner at the courthouse and goes up Main Street. So.
We were in Collins yesterday and talking about their Christmas parade. I'm going to ask you the same question we asked the mayor up there. Why are Christmas parades so special in small towns?
You know, that is a good question, but they truly are. And I think it's because people just love to greet the folks. People love to watch it because the lights are sparkling, there's Christmas music, it's a great festive atmosphere, and then the people in the parade just have such a great time seeing the smiles on the viewers' faces, and it just sort of kicks off the season really well.
Right. Now, what advice do you have for people that want to come in regard to parking, getting the best viewing spot, all of that?
Sure, we are going to be putting out a map on our Facebook pages, Visit Columbia MS, the MCDP page, the Main Street Columbia page, that will mark a lot of parking spaces. But we do have several lots around the downtown area. You can park on 2nd Street as well. There won't be parking on Main Street, but there will be parking up to that, right, there's a large lot behind City Hall. Then there's also the elementary school, which is just a block away from Main Street, from the main viewing area. So, and also around our courthouse, that parking will be open on both sides of our courthouse. So there are a lot of parking spots available.
And then there's going to be a lot of good Christmas shopping from Saturday on through Christmas Eve, right?
Absolutely. We are going to have extended shopping hours on Thursday nights in our downtown area until 7, and special events on Friday night, the 12th, the cookie crawl, and on Friday night, the 19th, we're going to have Light Up the Night that is going to be a movie night outside, so a cold movie night. And then also, we have opened this week, it's called A Columbia Christmas. It's a dazzling light extravaganza in our city park. So we've got two large Christmas trees and a lighted walking path through our city park that is open nightly from 5 to 8, Sunday through Thursday, and Friday and Saturday nights it's open 5 to 9.
And Bob, you talked about Light Up the Night. I know you're going to be a judge at the parade, but she told me that I could be part of Light Up the Night. And I said, well, what can I do to help? And she said, just stay home and get lit.
That's right.
So that's what I'm going to do.
You're not eligible for the cookie crawl. I saw your eyes sparkle when you said that.
Actually, after I get lit, I might be crawling somewhere.
I think he's eligible for the diaper dash.
The diaper dash.
Oh, man.
All right, Laurie, nobody does Christmas like you ladies in Columbia. And I do really sincerely thank you for letting me judge. And my wife and I are really looking forward to coming down and spending Saturday evening with you.
Awesome. We are looking forward to having you, and we're looking forward just to a great night.
It'll be fun. Thank you, Lori.
Thank you. Right. Thanks so much.
Lori Watts, bye-bye. Everybody. All right, we got about a minute left. You said something just shocked me. The all-conference guys come out, and the Southern Miss quarterback is nowhere to be found?
Yeah, he's an honorable mention, nowhere on the first, second, or third team list.
How is that possible?
Your guess is as good as mine.
And we'll go over these tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to go over them tomorrow because we kind of ran out of time today.
But let me guess. James Madison has the most people.
You know what? I thought it was a James Madison press release with how many times their name were on there.
Go ahead, Bob. Say it.
What is it?
James damn Madison. I'm so tired of James Madison. I could just scream.
Yeah. Well, if Billy Napier is their next head coach, then I think we could...
Things will calm down.
Yeah, I don't think we'll have to worry about that.
Yeah. All right, we're back on the road tomorrow. We're going to be down at Ramey Motors with Dakota Baker, the greatest baseball player in the history of Purvis. He'll remind us of that.
It's a good thing he didn't go to Petal because we would argue that with him.
I wouldn't argue with Anthony Alford much if it were me. No, how'd you like to see him and Chris Jones tie up? That'd be quite a battle, wouldn't it?
Man, I don't know who'd win that.
Yeah. But he's certainly a nice young man. We really do appreciate that.
I think that's an off-season podcast that we should do. Like debate who would win in wrestling matches between the Southern Miss, you know.
That's a good idea.
Jeffrey Pittman or Chris Jones?
Be hard to bet against Chris Jones, I'm going to tell you. All right, thanks for listening, everybody. We appreciate it. We'll be back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Southern Miss.
To the top.
Slipping into the future. I want to fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I want to fly like an eagle till I'm free.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.